myth category is if you go outside with wet hair, you're going to get the flu.
Yeah.
Or if you go in swimming 59 minutes, not an hour, after you eat, you're going to get cramps and die.
So you say if Jimmy's playing outside without a T-shirt, it doesn't mean he'll get a cold.
No. Because if you don't have the virus in your body to begin with, you're not going to be sick.
But yet you say you've never tried the exploding mosquito method, but Robin says that she has and it works.
If she will send me a detailed, a detailed methodology on how to do this tremendous scientific feat, I will expose my bicep and then
pop that muscle. That's the best place. You got to sit there. Once they get in, you let them get in there as deep as they can go, and then you clench.
Yeah.
And you watch those things fill up like a balloon and kaflooey. But you end up with a welt the size of a quarter.
Not necessarily. It depends on how allergic you are to the anticoagulant that the mosquito pumps into your body. A lot of people don't get welts at all.
I'm going to throw a word at you, and I want to see just how fast you can take off with this word. The word is, the secret word is germ.
What do you want me to do with it?
What you're going to do with it. The germ.
Yes.
You're saying that we get these flus because of germs.
Yes. Germs, by the way, is a collective term, a non-scientific term.
Oh, it is.
Bacteria, viruses, yeast, and mold. Yes.
Okay.
So it's a colloquial term that the average person uses, which is fine. I mean, it identifies what the problem is.
And we hear about a flesh-eating germ.
Bacteria, yes.
Yes, flesh-eating bacteria that is out now.
Yes.
In this country.
Yes.
Well, what do we do to stay away from that one?
Keep the germs out of cuts and breaks in the skin, and that's the best thing you can do. Let me just tell you this. The flesh-eating bacteria, used to be the same organism that caused strep throats when I was a kid. And back in the old days, my mother used to take me to the doctor when I had a sore throat, and he'd swab my throat, and then he'd send it to the lab, and the lab would test it, and they'd come back and say, yeah, this is the organism, and this is the antibiotic that it's resistant to, that it's sensitive to, and let's give them this antibiotic, and the sore throat goes away. Today, you go to the doctors, and they just throw antibiotics at you, not knowing if it's a viral or a bacterial infection. Remember, viruses don't respond to antibiotics. So a lot of these bacteria that aren't sensitive to these antibiotics have really developed a lot of resistance to them. And that's what happened with the flesh-eating bacteria. It actually mutated several times and now produces an enzyme called protease, which gets into your cut and starts to dissolve the tissue away. And it could dissolve the tissue at the rate of 1 inch per hour.
Well, then you're not long for the world once you have this.
A lot of times you can't treat this with antibiotics. A lot of times you have to either try to incise the infection, in other words, cut out the tissue around the infection,
mm-hmm.
or if it's on one of your limbs, like your legs, arms, we'll do a little amputation, and that will take care of it.
No, well, that's not good. But there's ways to avoid these germs, isn't there?
There is. There is a way to
avoid
it.
And what is that way?
Is this where I can go into discussion of the solution to these problems?
Well, as long as you don't trigger the alarm, you sure can.
You can do whatever you like.
That's right. We're taking a liking to you, Doctor.
This is like sitting on one of those dunking stools.
That's exactly right.
I have three rules for staying healthy.
Yes.
Okay? And the three rules are this. Keep the germs off your hands because we know that 85% of all the infections that you get, you pick up with your hands.
Yeah, but I've heard to the contrary. I've heard that you need to pick some of those up to keep your system in balance and fighting. If it's too pure, your body isn't going to know how to fight the germs when it does.
You know something? You got to stop going to those doctors that get their mail order, MD... certificates.
Okay.
Check them out. Make sure they're right. That's absolutely not true because you have two types of immune systems. And I'll just tell you this real quickly and I'll get back into what I was talking about before. You have your innate immune system. That's your normal human immune system that your body just kind of runs all the time. And then you have your active immune system. The other one's the passive, which is what you get from immunizations like influenza or smallpox or any of those other guys. Your immune system is your number one defense against infections and other diseases. Okay? If your immune system is working properly, you drink plenty of fresh water, you get exercise, you eat good foods, you get plenty of sleep. Your immune system, and you stay not stressed.
That doctor's funny.
Sleep does not happen in this show. You get up at 3 o'clock. You tell me when you go to
sleep. You just don't get any.
Like you guys didn't party till midnight.
That's a nice idea. I wish
that I could. 3 minutes after 8 o'clock, and it's Dr. Boghossian.
Your immune system is the only one. And the third thing is to stay away from people who are sick, and that's just pretty obvious. So what do we do about all this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you a toll-free, doesn't cost your listeners anything, number to call.
the... Well,
warning! Warning!
There's the alarm, Doctor.
You tripped it, Doc.
You tripped it.
So did I trip it?
Yeah, you did. You got it. All right. Now, you know, I work at a control board that many people use. Many dirty people that do awful things during their shows, obviously.
Especially the overnight people.
Yeah.
Oh, you nailed that, Doctor.
And so, you come in, and God knows what I'm touching.
Hold it. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You go to the bathroom in the morning. Do you wash your hands after you go?
Oh, hell no. No, I don't even use any kind of products that would make me clean. Of course I do.
Well, you're contributing to the problem on the control board then.
She does. Actually, she does tidy up. She's quite flowery and fresh.
Does she? Is she really?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Do you
her house is nice. Her car is just a big
Does she live in a house or an apartment?
No, I live in a home. But I have to tell you, my car is spotless right now, Maynard. So what about that?
Well, that won't last.
The reason I asked about the apartment was the fact that we just did finish a study on washing machines.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I don't share the washing machine with anyone.
Yeah.
Very good, because you know
I don't.
We found tons of sexually transmitted disease organisms.
Really?
Yes,
especially
I read
human,
that.
Human papillomavirus, which
Uh-oh.
Is a precursor to cancer in women.
Otis, stay
cancer.
Out of the dryer.
Yeah.
That kid rides in the dryer.
Yeah, he likes to go around in it.
And chlamydia.
Oh, jeez.
Chlamydia.
No, huh? You're kidding me.
Har, hardy, har.
Tell me something, Doctor.
Yes.
Have you ever heard this song?
It's beginning to look a lot like syphilis.
You can't get syphilis in the dryer, can you?
Yes.
Oh,
oh my God,
no.
Otis.
You ever have a yeast infection?
No. Not that
I bet
haven't.
You have. And you're just
Every
not
woman
it.
Has had a
you're
yeast
not
infection. Infection's
it.
Not sexually transmitted, is it?
Yes.
It is? Right.
Yeast infections?
Yes.
No, they're not sexually
Come
transmitted.
On, you
well,
don't tell me.
You're
going
to have to take my course in microbiology.
Wait a second. You're telling me that if I was...
So yours was, Robin?
No. I
Come
resent
on,
this line of questioning. If
Why?
I,
you know, you've got to face the real realities of the world.
I have to tell you that I suspect that if women, perhaps, if a man was cheating around with a woman with a yeast infection and brought it home, then she would get one.
You would know right away because you know how yeast infections smell.
Ah! I do not know how they smell.
Sure you do. Yeah, they smell like, you know, bread. You know, you got the old bread problem.
All right.
Oh, really?
Now,
and
let me ask Robin, let me
I'm
guess.
Telling you that you're just
well,
probably
not,
as fresh
see,
as a daisy.
I like driving by a bakery.
Oh, well. You do. Just don't stop in for
No,
anything.
Okay.
Ah, fresh baked bread.
Yeah,
there's nothing like
about,
it. Toast.
We're talking about the unbaked yeast. Now, Robin, let me ask you a question. When you go to a public ladies' room, do you sit or hover?
Oh, I'm the queen of the hover. I can hover. I am like a Huey. In the
that's
sky.
Good. Do you have one of those built-in Norden bomb sites?
You know something? You make me absolutely sick. You're playing me nothing more than Charlotte the Harlot.
Charlotte the Harlot, the girl we adore, the pride of the prairie, the cowpuncher's whore.